Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There is something profoundly tragic about the death of a tree. I don't often talk about trees in sermons, but that's the text. You see a tree, either through natural or human design, that is cut short, its life taken from it before its time. You look at this tree and you think to yourself, how old was it? What went into that tree's life? What would it see? What would it say if it had seen all of the things that had gone on throughout its long life? And yet there it is, lying dead on the ground, waiting to be cut up for the fire. But it, of course, doesn't always work exactly that way, does it? Sometimes the woodcutter has to come back. Sometimes, in the midst of that stump, you'll find a little branch that will pop out. Looks kind of ridiculous, frankly, if you've ever seen it. This great big stump lying in the ground and this tiny little branch sticking up through it. Yet there it is. This little branch is growing. That's the image that Isaiah gives us tonight from chapter 11. A shoot will come from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. Jesus, in numerous places in the scriptures, is called a root. All the way to the end of Revelation, Jesus says, I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star. And you probably remember the image from John's gospel, I am the vine, you are the branches. There's something about living things that connect us to God and give us little pictures of who he is and how he works. But a root out of a stump has got to be up there as one of the stranger pictures of God. So he is a root from the stump of Jesse. Jesse, you may recall, was King David's father in this long line of men from Bethlehem. And from this root, from this stump, was going to come the king. Now, we don't often talk about kings a whole lot in America. Seems strangely un-American to think about kings, yet there it is. This root shall grow forth, and from this little branch, from this root coming out, will come the king of all. Jeremiah put it this way, Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. So this little branch, this branch that will become a king, is going to be there to execute justice and righteousness. You, dearly beloved, are the righteous. You are the righteous because you are God's children. You have been grafted into this little branch, small and tender, seemingly helpless. And yet from that branch shall grow forth fruit that shall spring up far beyond anything you and I could possibly imagine. God, after all, is all about doing miracles out of nothing. Taking the very last, the littlest, the most peculiar thing that we could possibly imagine, taking that, turning it on its ear and saying, aha, that's where I am. That is where I am at work. Those are the people that need to hear my word. And so God goes to the poor, the needy, the lonely, the oppressed, the ones who have been crushed down, ground up by their sin. He goes to them and he says, "Lift up your hearts. You are righteous. You have been grafted into me. And when you are grafted into me, the very blood that flows through my veins," our Lord says, "now flows in you. You are no longer a lowly seed blown about to be caught in the fires, but rather you are now a part of my life. You are a part of my kingdom." That little branch, that little image, so small, so tender, so seemingly helpless, will grow up to be the king of all. And this king is the one who dies for his people. This king is the one who is your king. Believe it for Jesus' sake. Amen. We continue with the offering.